Luke writes in his gospel, he said that as Jesus was coming into the city of Jerusalem on that glorious day, they were saying, "Blessed be the King." And they were proclaiming him as King. And as I read that scripture, my mind goes back to the book of Genesis and the understanding, the theme of the Bible, which simply is this: the redemption of man. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible does not lose its way. It's always about the redemption of man. And we read about it in the creation story. We read about it in the fall of Adam and Eve. We read about it in the plot of the devil to try to destroy the seed line when he did all of this between Cain and Abel and caused Abel to be killed and his brother to be exiled. But the seed line was not in Cain and Abel, it was in Seth. We read about it in the story of Esther, the only book in the Bible where God is not mentioned, but yet the plot is there. When Haman did his terrible things, when he had the king sign the decree that all the Jews would be killed, and then how that in that magnificent story, Haman was hung on the very gallows that he had built to hang Mordecai on. God delivered his people. And that theme, as I said, goes from Genesis to Revelation. And then you begin to think about all of the prophetic words that were given all through the Old Testament, proclaiming the coming of Messiah, the coming of the King. And then we go to the Gospels, Matthew and Luke, and he tells us this beautiful story about the birth of the Christ child, how that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that through him man could once again be restored to a right relationship with the Heavenly Father, and how that God allowed his only begotten Son to become flesh and live on this earth and perfect that which the first Adam failed to do. It's a beautiful story. It's a glorious story. And it's all brought to us through the teachings of the Word of God, through that beautiful theme, the redemption of man, all the way through. And then, of course, when it comes to the revelation of who Jesus is and how that we began to read about his public ministry and how that it began there at the banks of the Jordan River where John baptized him, to the wilderness and then to the synagogue where he took up the scripture, the scrolls. And he said, as he read the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel and good tidings to the sick and the suffering and the poor." The ministry of Jesus Christ, when he walked through those gates that day, he was knowing what was to happen. And yes, Scripture says 10,000 legions of angels could have taken him off that cross. But he didn't do it. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.